Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach David Johnson, talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs finished the regular season 8-12, 5-7 in the Twin Valley League. And, Coach, I'm sure you're looking right now thinking, man, what could have been, especially here your last three games since we spoke, all very competitive and had opportunities to win them all, but fell to Wetmore by 3 last Thursday, also lose to Lynn by 3, and then fall to Troy last night by 6. So, I mean, your guys still competing, you're right there and have a chance, but I'm sure it's been kind of frustrating as well because, unfortunately, these last three just so close but not quite enough to get the wins, huh?
Well, frustration doesn't begin to explain it. It's not good in our household right now, so that's probably good. My wife probably would like me to sleep outside a little bit more, but I guess that's just the competitive nature of our program and how we want to try and succeed. And, you know, all those games, it just seems like we're kind of trying to fight ourselves. We're struggling to score, which has kind of been a little bit of an issue for us. Obviously having the weather issues where we couldn't practice, and then having one day of practice and then two games back-to-back wasn't good. We didn't execute really well. Our defense has been pretty solid. And this is – in 30 years of coaching, I've never worked on defense less in practices than I have this year. And we are – it's not good, but we're pretty solid with what we're doing. I mean, it's nothing like we were at Baylorville and Holton and St. Joe Christian in my early days at Donovan West. I mean, we were three-quarter defense most of the practice, and we've really tried to have to try and get ourselves to work on offense more. And so there's a lot of work that has to be done in the off season by some guys to make some commitments. But, you know, I've said it all year long. Our kids are competing. They try hard. They do care on some people's scale because our record's not a winning record. They would think that we're failing. But, you know, I guess some schools got to deal with that, and we'll deal with it the way we need to. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys. They really work and care about what they're doing. And I've told you off the record, you know, I've had a lot of teams and had a lot of good teams that have competed and played hard and had great, great team chemistry. And this team's right up there with them. Record be damned. And they just have, we've just been fighting uphill all year. There's not too many teams that have had 6 to 7 kids all year long and had to play what we did and had tremendous leadership from our seniors and Leif Blevins and Fletcher Penny, who is now injured and out for the year. But, you know, we still got one game left, and we'll speak to the, you know, tough one at Centralia, and we'll compete until they tell us we can't compete anymore.
Yeah, hopefully more. But, of course, Centralia was another close game that you had. That was a win against Centralia by 1 point earlier this season. So you mentioned the grind that it's been with just 6 guys. You do get a couple days here to catch your breath and practice. But do you feel like this team can kind of recover from the last week or so of tough games and find another second wind or energy level to kind of reach here to in the postseason now this week?
Yeah, and I mean, there's, you know, like Trent Spiker can't grow 2 inches, and, you know, Creighton Johnson can't get 50 pounds heavier and stronger. And so all that can't be solved in 2 days. We just got to try and tighten things up, little things, you know, finishing around the rim, eyes on the rim, not focusing on defense. And, you know, defensively, we're going to have to, again, you know, our man-wise, we're going to have to be tough because they've got Bowers and Osterhaus inside that make it tough on you. You know, they're good players, and it's just tough, especially playing them at home. Will be tough, but today will be probably tough just because, you know, coming back from where we, you know, had a lot of guys play a lot of minutes. But that's the grind, you know. That's what I tell them all the time. Shouldn't be tough, you know. Having a job and 2 kids and finding, you know, your car's broke down and you got to find a way to get your kids to school and get your wife to work, and that's pressure. This isn't pressure. This is playing high school boys basketball. And, you know, it's, you know, I ain't going to be in the Hall of Fame someday coaching, and there's not any teams that got players going to be playing Division I or in the pros. I'm pretty sure of that. I'd like to lay some money on that. It's high school basketball, and the competition-wise is something we've got to really continue to do and have great effort. And if we do that and give ourselves a chance, that's all you can ask for. But these 2 days will be important, no doubt about it.
You bet. Well, best of luck heading into Substate here this week. If you win, you'll have about a week off before you play again, as interesting as that scenario is. But, Coach, I sure appreciate talking to you every week. I appreciate the fact you bring it and keep it real. And best of luck the rest of the way, man.
Well, Justin, I want to take the time to say thank you and KNZA for taking the time to do the work that you guys do. And I've known you for a lot of years, and we go back a long ways. And, you know, we've called some games together on the sidelines and had the fortune to call some games for KNZA in years past. And it's always been a pleasure. I try and speak the truth because that's what the Lord tells us to do. And, you know, I make no bones about it. And we've got good kids over here, and we're just going to keep trying to compete as best we can. And when they say we can't compete anymore, then we're going to come back next year, and we're going to get after it again.
You bet. Well, best of luck against Centralia on Friday night. The D-West Coaches Shows with David Johnson and Perry Smith brought to you throughout the season by Triple L Tire in Highland.